hunting. That laboratory, in a way, paved way for modern psychology. Initially, psychology and philosophy used to be considered somewhat similar because both involved minds. It has Wundt who separated them by developing more standardized procedures for psychology. How it works. Whenever a psychological research is conducted, it involves particular systematic procedures for doing so, and on the basis of the data collected by this research, inferences are made. These inferences become principles that can lead to a certain generalization. The process is not as simple as it may seem. When we say people who sleep a lot are distressed or depressed, we are not just randomly passing a judgment. A lot of research has gone into forming this statement. There is a lot of hard work that has been put into collecting the data regarding a particular subject. You have to experiment on hundreds and thousands of people and then see the results that you get. The results are interpreted in such a manner that some logic can be formulated from it. Because it is a diverse topic, psychology involves research related to memory, learning, motivation, perception, sensation, emotion, intelligence, thinking, personality, social behavior, language, etc. Every single topic is researched upon in great details and critical evaluation is being done before passing any generalized statement. This was just a brief introduction to psychology that we have brought forward for you. There is a lot more to it that needs to be talked about. We are going to touch all the important details of this topic in the coming chapters. We are going to make sure that you know all the details, including the different branches of psychology and the major theories that were being presented, etc. This is an extremely interesting topic, and you will realize that once everything starts to unfold for you. Chapter 2. Major Branches of Psychology. Now, you are well aware of what psychology is. The next important thing to know is the major branches that psychology has. It covers almost all the aspects of a human mind. Those are psychopathology. As the name indicates, this branch deals with the pathologies that are associated with the psychological aspect of the brain. There are many psychotherapists and clinical psychologists out there who work on these pathologies. These include depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder, sexual disorders, and much more. Precisely, it deals with the diseases that are associated with the mind, the ones that have the psychological basis. Behavioral psychology. Like we explained earlier, behavioral psychology is a theory that still prevails in the subject of psychology. Also known as behaviorism, this theory basically stresses upon the fact that all the behaviors are acquired through learning and practicing. This practicing is called conditioning in more technical terms. Operant conditioning and classical conditioning are the two major forms that it focuses on. This theory of behaviorism gained a lot of attention in the beginning of 20th century, but around the 1950s, it kind of lost its original impact. Having said that, behavioral techniques still are practiced in many therapies. Biopsychology. This is the branch of psychology in which we study how the brain affects the behavioral patterns that people adopt over the time. The influence of the brain on the overall personality is being seen in this branch of psychology. In other words, it is also known as psychological psychology or behavioral neuroscience. We also study the endocrine system and the way neurons are being affected by this system. Considering it is biopsychology, the structure of a neuron is also studied. Cognitive psychology. The branch of psychology that deals with the more abstract subjects such as attention, thinking, problem-solving, decision-making and motivation is known as cognitive psychology. This is one of the most interesting branches of psychology as it carries some really complex subjects in it. Comparative psychology. Generally,